All right, ready for this musical intro?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
Has he written something for us?
What do you got? I like the progression.
Something about space aliens, maybe?
I'm intrigued. Oh, it's just music. I thought there'd be some lyrics, maybe.
Yeah. Welcome back something to the Corridor Digital Podcast, man. I don't know why I'm talking with a Jamaican accent, but here we are.
Here we go. You gotta lean into it, man.
What are you, Chet Hanks? What's going on with you?
What a reference.
Yo, I was born in Jamaica, okay? I'm Chet.
Okay.
We're 10 seconds in and there's already a Chet Hanks reference.
There had to be.
All right,
yeah.
Look,
had to get it in quick.
It's episode 179. It's been a long, strange trip. I don't know how we got here, but here we are. Ren and I have the same shirt on.
Gosh,
that's what you do.
So that's happening.
Look at that. CorridorDigital.store.
Yeah, and of course, well, you missed it. If you're going now, you missed it.
Oh, yeah, good point. No store for you.
Right, no store for you. We have Ren today. Hello, Ren.
Hi.
Hi, Ren.
Hi, Matt.
Jordan Allen.
Hi.
God damn it.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Jordan.
We have Matthew Cairns.
Hi, Matt. Yes. You Cairns?
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So, guys, before we get into the UFO stuff, because that's what we're going to jump right into.
Yeah.
I've got one quick thing. I need to let the world know today.
You got it.
In country western music.
What is that?
Coulter Wall released a new record, and I bought it. And you don't have to buy it on vinyl. But here it is.
You did, though.
Do you put that in like a LaserDisc player?
You put it in a laser
disc player.
Looks too
big for a CD player.
It goes in a CD player that's of an enlarged, you know, those 3-track or 5-track CD players. You put it on there.
Oh, man.
Okay. That makes more sense now. I get it.
I like that artist a lot. I actually really like his collab with Chet Hanks.
Yeah, he does do a good.
One of his best.
Yeah, that Jamaican country.
Infusion. Yeah, it's really special.
Yeah.
Man, awesome, Jake.
How dare you? Tarnish the good name
of Chet Hanks. I'm
Wall.
Sorry.
Listeners, please do count the amount of Chet Hanks references we'll make
Chet
on this podcast, because we're really trying to get the numbers up.
Trying to bring him back.
We're trying to get those numbers up, guys. He really, you know, I really think he has something to contribute. Something
big. He does.
Yeah.
Also, can I just give a shout out to Matt real quick for bringing us these beers today?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're cool looking, just the can alone. Cool.
This is legitimately one of my top three favorite beers of all time.
Yep. Mm.
And I have not been able to find it for months.
Well, buddy, it's one of mine too, and I know where to find the good stuff.
For those of you listening, it's called Dig My Earth, and it's got this like crazy fox thing on top of it. It's from Brewridge West?
Brewery West.
Is that
like
a Y?
Spelled with German words.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I always just know it's the Fox beer.
Yeah, it's the Fox beer.
That's very
it's
cool.
A double
Brewery
IPA.
West.
Yeah. All their brews are quite good.
But yeah, so in case you're not a beer fan, let's move on.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give you a shout out because this like legitimately made my day.
Yeah.
A lot's been happening. Okay.
I'm glad I could give you that gift.
We not only did we release a debunking, we then did this whole thing where we slipped a secret UFO video into the debunking episode and had Sam and Nico react to it.
Sneaky.
And then we did a Crew Cuts episode about that. And then you had the audacity to make another UFO video to try to fool the internet. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what's gotten into you two, but I think you need to explain yourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, love this story so much.
Yeah, honestly.
This started months ago, for the record.
Yeah, no, 5 months ago now. This started 5 months ago, this whole saga, and it's so long and involved that, you know, there's what's on the cutting room floor right now, what didn't make the final edit of this latest crew video is enough to fill a podcast, which is why we're here today.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that video just dropped on Corridor today. And yeah. It's going up on YouTube tomorrow. So I haven't even seen this final video yet.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. So the world will. You haven't seen it.
Final like upload.
Right. Yeah. So by the time this podcast is out, it'll be out there. But you know, it was a whole journey to get to the post of this second video. Like, so if we're going all the way back, you know,
this started as a thing called Project Maple Leaf.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's oh my gosh, that is all
the
that's
way
what we
back.
Called it? Oh, yeah. That's all I know is that, like, because we have tons of ideas. We have a new video coming out every week. So we always have like these brainstorming sessions. And one of the ideas was like, what if we could fool the internet with a fake UFO video?
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do it as a challenge. And Matt was like, so excited. He did the whole challenge before we even started recording anything.
Yeah.
He finished it.
I was amped to do it, man, because it was such an interesting idea. And there's something like immediately that I saw in my head, like a game plan that started formulating. And I was like, I can just do it real quick because it's like, it's not like the VFX are hard.
Yeah. How
this,
long
right?
did it take you to do the actual effect?
Like an hour, maybe.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
Total time.
Absolutely.
For
including
VFX.
Including render time?
Yeah, exactly. Because it was just like not, it's just a dot. It was just a dot that needed to move across the frame. And really, like, I just took a step back and I just watched a bunch of UFO videos on r/UFO.
Okay.
The subreddit, the main subreddit of the UFO community.
Hub.
Yeah,
it's
the hub.
UFOs, right?
UFOs. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
RFU. Not to be confused with UFO.
UFO, and it was not the correct subreddit.
Oh, okay.
No, that's totally
UFO.
Different.
It's not even the same thing.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with UFOs.
Yeah,
it's actually about unidentified ferocious otters.
Nice.
Hi there.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's not /UAPs either.
No.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know the world understands them as UFOs. You know, you can mix and match the names.
The
around,
government
but,
can try to change the name of it all they want to sort of, you know, get us to forget about it. But we all know the truth is out there.
Yeah,
it ain't my UFO.
Right, exactly.
I'm a UFO guy.
Yeah.
So I just kind of watched a bunch of videos, and the ones that were the most trending, the most popular. And also had a bunch of people in the comments buying it, you know, believing it, whether it's real footage or not. I just kind of wanted to go like, what's like the best angle for this? And honestly, like the big thing was the perspective, like the plate,
the
right?
unique, yeah,
the unique angle to get people to click on it and watch it. So you know that really came from having access to pilot footage, like cockpit footage in a plane. That I already had and knew that I could get. So it was something where it was really easy for me to access it, get a bunch of different options for footage because my stepdad is a pilot. If you didn't know, I've said that many times, but and now you know. So now I have this footage and I'm like, okay, what's the best angle? Boom, I got it.
Yeah.
What should I do for the VFX? Basically just very simply animate a dot flying across the frame from right to left, stopping abruptly and then changing direction. And that's the thing that really will cement this as not like a phenomenon that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And there's levels to it too with, you know, first of all, inside a cockpit is one of the most unique perspectives I've ever seen. As soon as I heard you were doing that, I knew it was going to be good immediately.
Oh yeah.
So did you already have the footage in your back pocket, or did you specifically ask your stepdad to get this footage?
Yeah. So, well, because I knew that he was, of course, he's a pilot and he's been flying for a really long time. So I knew that he would just like, and he loves his iPhone. He loves filming on the thing. So I figured that he would have footage already. So I did just ask him, do you have anything that already that you can just send me? Mm. And he said, yeah, I'll send you this, and this. And for him, really, like what he's filming is just passing planes. Mm-hmm. He just wants to film planes going by because he thinks they're cool.
I mean, I do that too.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in an airplane and I look out and I see another airplane, I'm like, ooh, yeah. Get my phone out. This
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Do you think it's exactly
somebody
it
in
cool.
that airplane doing the exact same thing?
I hope so.
Dude,
I
wish there's a reverse angle.
They just wave at each other.
we should start like a metadata community online that you can just upload your plane footage to.
And that's the move.
See if we can connect the footage.
Triangulate the footage.
Man, we should do that.
That would be sick. Yeah,
what? That's a crazy idea.
I don't want to think about metadata anymore. We'll get to that later. Yeah, that's a lot of stuff that didn't make the final video either. It's just like just the whole metadata journey. But anyway,
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot. We'll talk about this, but there's a lot of stuff that didn't make the final chat.
So you got the clip, the airplane clip.
Yeah, so I got the airplane clip. So obviously, like, you guys didn't see a plane, you know, even though. So I just strategically like placed the shot. In a place that you couldn't see another plane passing. It was before you actually saw the clip of the plane moving. So I just used the everything before that, right? So it was just a clean sky that I could then place an object in. And I strategically had the camera move. So I strategically like placed a moment in there where the camera was moving just for no reason, but it looked like it was tracking with the object, right? So it's just sort of selling the idea that it's found footage, right? So from there we basically take this video and I put it on the subreddit, right? I post it, right?
You upload directly to Reddit. It's not hosted anywhere else. It's hosted on reddit.com.
That's right. Yeah. So it's on reddit.com, right? And it like from there takes off. Like as soon as I put it up, it started getting views.
That was crazy.
Dude, didn't you put it up on like a Friday afternoon?
Yeah.
Like, it was like an hour before the day was over and you're already like as we're like getting ready to like head out for the day, it's like, oh, it's getting views. I was like, oh wow, this is really cool.
Yeah. Well, it was a thing that I was just thinking, I'll let it cook over the weekend and hopefully on Monday it'll get some traction or something. And we're just like, the day's about to end and all of us are just watching it like explode.
It's getting comments. Like, people are buying it. It's
hundreds
like, wow.
of thousands of views and just like a bunch of comments.
Because you also made it incredibly subtle. Like you made it almost too subtle.
Yeah.
Very,
like it was
very
hard
subtle.
To see. And that's, I think,
comment
what aids
about
it.
That I've been meaning to bring up about the subtleness of it.
Yeah.
Did you also notice that there's like a bird in the shot as well?
Of the original one?
The object passes and then it goes down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right as it goes down, like there's another small black object that like crosses the frame slightly higher than it.
I think that was a fly.
No. I think that's actually a speck on the windshield when it's moving.
Is it?
I didn't know
if you did that intentionally or because when I first watched it, that's what I saw. And I was thinking, did it cross the frame and then go that way?
Look at the imagination at play. Look
but
at this.
This is the thing, man.
This is the
subtlety makes the comments go nuts.
Yeah.
Because like people are seeing all kinds of stuff in the footage, right? Cool. It's not just the thing you want them to see. It's like all kinds of other things because they're really, you know, when you make them really look for something, it's like you can see all kinds of stuff. Your imagination runs wild at that point.
There was that one comment. I mean, this, if you want to know if you were subtle or not, there's that one comment that's like, hey, I can't see it. And someone posted a picture circling two black dots and neither one was the right one.
Have you heard of that psychology experiment where they asked college students to pick out how many times a basketball was bounced between two basketball teams? Ren, you've probably heard of this.
Yeah, I know this one.
They did this test and they put two teams, one was in white jerseys, one was in black jerseys, and they bounced the ball back and forth a bunch of times, and they just had like a static shot of the ball.
You have to count
bouncing.
The passes, yeah.
Yeah, and so they had people come in and they said, okay, count the number of passes between the teams. And so people would sit there for like the 90 seconds or whatever that the clip was, and they'd sit there and they'd count them all, and most people got it right. And then they'd go, okay, did you notice the gorilla that came into the screen?
I've seen it.
And like hooted and pounded its chest and then ran off screen, and half of the people didn't see it.
Yeah, straight up. I've seen that. I didn't see it either. There's one online that's like that.
It got you too?
It got me too.
Wow.
I was so surprised going
because
back and watching it again.
You're looking for something. And when you watch the UFO footage, you're like looking for the thing that's not supposed to be there.
I want to believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
So exactly. Hard.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And that just that experiment kind of like goes right in line with that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So that's exactly it. It's because people were like paying attention, wanting to believe, wanting to see something, mm-hmm. you know, and then there was actually something there. So, you know, you see this, it's like actually a crazy aerial phenomenon that doesn't mm-hmm. really make sense. So yeah. That then, also got things really moving.
But then people started asking for the original files.
That's right. Mm. They did.
So what did you do?
But and why did they ask for that? Because I made a version of this video that was screen capped from my iPhone. So that I could zoom in, pinch in, and like really like get the thing clear, mm-hmm. right? That you can see something happening in the frame. But I didn't want it to seem like I was an editor or had anything to do with filmmaking.
And so. It does add that an additional layer of separation.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
where
yeah.
you can further kind of hide. The,
that all, even that all helps a lot.
Even though your Reddit account was Mumble Films Pro, but that's okay.
It doesn't matter. I didn't think that mattered. I mean, it matters now when we did the second one, but it wasn't films. Like, it wasn't super important to me.
I don't know anything, guys.
Yeah, that part wasn't super important to me. I just really, like, yeah, at that point I was just trying to do it fast and dirty. And I was super cocky about it, too. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just was like, this is going to work. This is totally going to work. I don't care if the Reddit account has some holes in it. You know, it's not a big deal for me. And people didn't really look at it necessarily, but they did want the original file. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could give it to them.
There you go.
I could give it to them. Because yeah. the thing is, like, when you look at a file, a video file on the Windows, you know, operating system. It doesn't, it shows you a certain amount of metadata, but it doesn't show you everything. I didn't know that. Mm. I thought that the amount of metadata that it's giving you is everything that you need to know about the file. Even, you know, when you
there's
look into it.
There's
yeah.
nothing else to see.
There's nothing else to see.
No, the chances are your men are already dead. they know all the metadata.
Yeah, yeah. And that was my big mistake is I...
This is my favorite part of the whole story, by far.
My huge mistake was that even though I tried to have some forethought into like having the file on the desktop in a folder that wasn't suspicious and, you know, and naming the file mm-hmm. an iPhone, you know, naming convention and all this stuff, right? What happened was they simply plugged the file into a website called Metadata to Go and could Metadata to Go can extract literally everything, all the stuff you need
to go,
such and give as to go. An original file path such for where the video was exported from.
That's
or
right.
Exported to, rather.
Well, that's as long right. as you didn't name it anything. Weird. Suspicious,
yeah,
right?
Anything yeah. suspicious.
Yeah, like, if you would have just named it like Uncle's Footage V1, yeah, would have been, and not
V1.
Named it
V1 is an immediate giveaway. Yeah.
_ final yeah, V2. V1.
Shit. Yeah. But what, Matt,
just
what
name
was
it? MVI _ date,
it was,
whatever.
It was Matt's yeah. totally real UFO footage, undeniable evidence.
AEP
After Effects project. It was clearly an After Effects project in a folder that was linked us to Corridor Digital.
Yeah. The file path was like our master server starting location, like Corridor projects, Corridor crew, da-da-da-da, UFO footage, Matt's undeniable evidence, .v1.aep. It was just dead in the water.
The comments too.
The Reddit comments showed up in a comment on the Reddit thread.
What busted.
Was, like when you first saw that, like that, because that all happened off camera, like rather off camera from my eyes, like you were home.
Yeah.
Well, no, here this is the part that also didn't make the final cut of this of the crew video. This detail. This night I went on a first date with a girl. Okay. And I didn't find out what was happening until I had gotten there and we were like sitting down to eat.
And you were flying high too.
And
you're
I was flying high. I was like, this is going to be a great date because I'm so amped right now. This is going
to
be awesome.
I cannot wait to tell this girl.
I'm
going to
talk to this girl
internet.
About UFOs for like hours. She's going to love it because girls love this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Girls, and when they go on dates with guys who go on about UFOs,
girls love UFOs. Yeah,
clearly.
And they love guys that are super amped about tricking the internet into thinking they're real. So yeah, but then, so I sit down, she goes to the bathroom, I check my phone, because I'm not going to check my phone. Come on, I'm better than that.
You got class.
I'm better than that. But she goes to the bathroom, I check my phone, okay? And I see this comment of a guy that doxed me, so just outright put all of the metadata in the comments, and I was like, shit. And I was like, I had to do something quick. Because I was like, well, if the other guys are going to try to make UFO videos, like the, all their, this is going to, I got to burn the whole thing to the ground. I got to burn the whole thing. So I deleted the entire post. I had to immediately, even though it was all taken out. There was no choice.
The plan was that the next week we were all going to work on this video. Yeah. We were all going to make our own UFO renders and try to fool the internet.
You'd been mad.
But I not only burned myself, I burned the entire corridor crew. Like they,
burned the entirety of Project Maple Leaf.
Yeah. This could have not been a video at all.
The goal with Project Maple Leaf was not only to create the perfect UFO footage that would fool the internet. It was also to create the perfect UFO footage that would fool Sam and Nico in a UFO debunking episode.
Yeah. What you guys may not know is, again, Project Maple Leaf has been in existence for over a year.
Yeah.
Like, wait, over a year?
Oh, yeah, it
was a very underground thing. I think it was like Fenner was in the know. I was in the know. Christian,
four of us, Jake, you were in the know.
I was not in the know.
Yeah, that's true. Because I said this lasted like 4 or 5 months, but that's my personal experience. Like previously, y'all had started talking about this a year ago, right?
And again, the intention was to fool you guys. We weren't sure if you were going to be in it, you know? So we needed it to be as hush hush as possible.
Yeah, no, for sure. Makes sense.
Fenner created the Reddit name, username XXXFilesXXX.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
A year ago.
Right.
Yep. And that was one of the parts of it. It was like, okay, we need to start creating accounts so that when we get to the point, like they have karma and we can.
That's right.
Wait, why did we not use that account for this then?
Oh, we did.
Okay, okay.
Oh, we did. All
right. Okay, good.
Right, I haven't seen the video. Yeah.
I'm still in the dark. I've seen all of the behind the scenes. I was there for a while, but I've yet to see the final thing. I can't wait.
That's all good. We'll get there. Yeah, so where are we in this story? Jesus.
So this is metadata. So you have been doxxed.
You burned the account.
And the comments were going nuts.
The post.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guy called Matt who works at Corda. Oh, Matt does VFX. It was incredible.
They had you pinned, brother.
Yeah.
They had you pinned.
Dead in the water.
I know.
Corridor crew, that's a VFX company. There's a guy that named Matt that works there.
Yeah.
This must be him. Like, they knew it was you. They didn't just know that it was fake.
You know what's the crazy thing?
So
I was like working on the crew video, like the editing, and I also like directed the piece too, so it was like I was like deep in the weeds on it in the last couple of weeks. I sent like the one of the cuts, one of the earlier cuts, to some of my friends that are like super critical about shit, but one of them is also like a history professor, and he told me that this metadata thing, like having blunders like that, there's something that happened recently with Russia. The Kremlin released a bunch of like fake propaganda videos, and they got found out because of the metadata.
What?
Whoa.
Same kind of thing, you know, where they were making Ukrainians look bad with like, you know, footage of war, of them like infiltrating some bases or something like that. I don't know the details of this as much, but
war stuff.
War stuff.
You mean to tell me
yeah,
that the Russian government,
I know, it's crazy,
the Russian government released propaganda footage to their people to try to fool them for something?
I believe they're also trying to fool Ukrainians as well.
That's
trying to spin the narrative on
Ukrainians.
They're
trying to fool the world.
That's insane.
Yeah. But like, the metadata got them caught. It was the same kind of thing where it was linked to an editing file, like a Premiere project or something like that.
Dang.
So yeah, same kind of deal, man. So
okay, so you're on this date. She's gone to the bathroom. You've just found out that you have to burn everything to the ground.
Do you burn it down there
or do you wait until after the date?
I burn it down there.
Yeah.
So right then and there, you're like, okay.
And I was like, well, not talking about UFOs
tonight. She comes back and you're just covered in sweat.
Yeah, I'm just dripping.
Like that Key and Peele meme where you're just sweating.
She's like, all right, so tell me more about this UFO post you just made. Yeah. You're like, what post?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, why are we on a date?
Let's just change the subject. What do you like to do on the weekend?
What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Do you work?
Cry.
What do you do?
I like to cry.
And I think, was it the next night? Because there was a little get together at Peter's place.
Yeah.
And I saw Matt there and I was frothing for information. I was so excited.
Yeah.
And I went and I found him immediately. I'm like, Matt, what's the view count? And where's it at? Like, and I'd never seen a more broken man.
I was so dead
He's like,
inside.
I gotta tell you something.
I'm so dead inside.
It's all gone.
Yeah, man. And then like months pass because we're like, well, we can't do this video now.
You know? Yeah, I mean, like it's fresh in everyone's memory on the subreddit, and this is the subreddit specifically that we're trying to fool.
Yeah.
It's the biggest community. It's necessary to do it like this. So then, it makes the most sense.
A couple months went by. Things were dead. The case had gone cold.
That's right.
And then Nick comes up with the idea. Hey, you know, we already shot a lot of that. We could probably just do a couple extra scenes and fill in the gaps and release a new episode. Like an episode just based on that.
Yeah, based on the original
story. That whole like story that we just told.
Right.
And then we pitched that to you, Matt, and you and Jordan said, you know what? Let's take it one step further.
Yeah.
Let's make another one.
That's right.
Let's do it again.
That's right. Let's do it again. Let's try to take all the stuff that we learned and make a better video that will actually work.
Yeah.
You know?
And one thing I would say about the new approach is, whose idea was the Tesla cam?
So, okay, throw this out there. That was actually, I believe you and Nick were...
Oh, we were going to do it for ours.
You were going to do...
It was that long ago. I forgot.
Yeah, wow. You were originally going to do it.
Whose idea was that?
I was like, that's a great idea.
The reason why I know this is because in the original footage, when I'm going like check this out, I'm nailing it. You know, I'm like, I'm freaking like in there super cocky, like, you know, with the Reddit post. You guys are in the background, you and Nick talking about your idea, like, we got to do something that's like better, you know, and you're like, what if we do Tesla cam footage?
That's so funny.
Right. And so I see that and I'm like, well,
I was about to compliment it.
It is a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
I thought if we're doing bad cop and he's already going that hard, then I got to go even harder.
It might've come from Nick too. I can't remember exactly, but I mean, that's the thing, is the unique perspective. And when we started ours, I was a little bummed because the airplane cockpit was taken. Right. Mm. And that's like, that's the primo.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate. A pilot filming a UFO is like immediate credit.
Because guys, pilots know about the skies.
They know. They know they're in the flat.
They know about aircraft.
They do know it's flat.
They know
too,
it's flat. They're on
the
government payroll.
They can take it from unidentified to identified.
That's right.
Exactly.
See that? That's the big difference.
Yeah. So if a pilot thinks something,
it's basically as good as a doctor, you know?
Yeah. Sky doctor.
Doctor of the skies.
Yeah.
So,
but who is the second most informed? Second
Tesla
most
owners.
From pilots? Tesla
owners.
Right.
Right?
Clearly.
Yeah, doctors exactly. of the...
According to Twitter,
roads.
Not ambulances.
Those are, or mechanics. I feel like those are probably more doctors of the road.
Okay.
The
point is, we thought that I think moving forward to the Tesla angle would be great because like having the ability to record immediately something that you just saw flying through the sky. That's what Teslas do. Yeah. There's an ability.
That's what Teslas do.
That's what Teslas do,
man.
Teslas do
they
best.
Just record stuff going through the sky.
They can find UFOs. If you're ever trying to catch a UFO, you just honk your horn and you capture the last 10 minutes of footage. You know, it's always rolling, essentially.
Hey, Ren, I had a question about that. Quick question. Does it record into the future as well? Like once you honk it, does it keep going for 10 minutes?
It does, actually.
I was gonna say you should add that feature. That way, you know.
I mean, it doesn't record the future, but it does keep rolling for another like 30 seconds or so.
You're like watching ahead of where you are. It's like, oh no.
See, if I honk my horn right now, it'll tell us 10 minutes into the future for the next 5 minutes.
The passenger is scrubbing ahead. You're gonna get cut off in 4 minutes.
Oh my god. That's like a scene out of There's Still No Time to Explain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, that's a good one for the sequel.
Well, just to clarify, like what a Tesla does. So there's a bunch of cameras on a Tesla. There's three facing forward. There's two on both sides, and then there's one in the back. That's like what, 8 cameras total.
Yeah.
But 4 of those cameras are constantly recording to a thumb drive in the glove compartment.
Yeah.
At all times, and anytime you basically get into an accident, or you honk the horn, or you manually hit the button, it'll automatically record the last 5, 10, 30 minutes. I think you can choose an option for it. And so that's why you're always seeing a lot of dash cam footage from Teslas.
Yeah.
They're just always rolling.
Yeah. And Ren, you, much like a pilot, have a Tesla.
Captain of the road.
So, okay, you approached me.
You
and
have a
instead
land
of
ship.
Nico or Nick, which they also have Teslas. You could have asked them.
Yeah, but you're more, you're fun. You're a fun guy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
No, they're all fun.
But I was hesitant because I got into a car accident in 2021 and my Tesla was totaled.
Yeah.
And then I got dragged through the mud on Twitter for basically complaining that my Tesla got totaled. So then I ended up getting another one several months later. I tried to spend as much time as I could without a car at all. I one-wheeled to work every single day for like 4 months. Mm. That got old after a while.
Yeah.
But then I ended up getting another Tesla, and I never once mentioned publicly that I did.
Mm. So, well,
never
this is
once
the first.
Said to anyone online that I have a new one.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, I want you to do this. And I was like, okay.
Please,
all right,
for
here we go.
Us. Please. And he generously offered to drive all the way up the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the other thing. You're like, I want it to be like not in the city. I want it to be somewhere outside the city, like out.
Yeah.
Out there.
Where there's no other people who would be watching or filming.
Like where the truth is. Out there.
Where the truth
exactly.
is.
Yeah. This wasn't like really, right. This was cut out of the video too. But like the idea, the angle behind that was like, we wanted like not only a unique perspective, but a location that kind of got more clicks with something a little bit more interesting and also made sense because, you know, if you see a UFO, a weird phenomenon in a city, mm-hmm. there's a lot of people in a city, you know, a lot of witnesses.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we there's wanted to go to a place.
Multiple angles of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we wanted a place that justified its existence, you know, and something that was a little bit more.
Yeah.
Remote.
So I'm sitting there. This is like a Wednesday or something like that. And you're like, hey, I need you to drive out into the middle of nowhere, like ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah, this weekend. Like, it's Friday.
This weekend? And he's like, oh, yeah, that'll be great. I'm like, so you want me to drive out in the middle of nowhere this weekend?
Yeah. And
so I was like, okay.
I know it sucks, but you made a one-wheel trip out of it.
I made a one-wheel trip out of it. So it was great. Me and a bunch of buddies, we went up to the top of the Mountain Disappointment and one-wheeled all the way down to the bottom. It was nice. Like a 5 or 6 hour journey. It was great.
Yeah.
Great.
Quick.
Yeah, and then I got,
I know you're going to ask, why is it called Mount Disappointment? It's called Mount Disappointment because they thought it was the highest peak. And then when they actually measured it, they found out it wasn't.
So they renamed it.
So
you get, I mean, what if someone does that
to answer the comment that's before it happens. That's all.
It's the same mountain we filmed the Far Cry Goat Simulator video on.
Yep. Oh, yes. Okay. I love that video. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Which is very, very high up. It's over a mile up in the sky. It's got a higher elevation than
disappointingly
Denver.
Disappointingly
high. Yeah. 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 Leave something to be desired.
Disappointingly
high. I just feel like
gatekeeping
mountain height today.
Yeah. What was it originally called?
I don't even know.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it probably had many other names by other peoples, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, all right, if I'm going to go do this, I might as well make a trip out of it. And it worked out. So I ended up having a blast. And
cool.
The nice. Footage was an afterthought.
Well, so Ren, in all honesty, though, Ren, it was only you. We couldn't get Sam or Nico, right?
Or Nico and Nick. Sam does not.
We could get Nick. Sam doesn't have. Right. We couldn't get Nico because Nico was someone we were trying to fool. On the debunking video.
You're right, of course.
He couldn't really know about this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, but you didn't fool him with that video.
With the new one. Well, I guess not the new one.
Right.
Because Nico's going to be on that trip.
Yeah. But he wasn't going to be like super aware of like what we were trying to do and, you know, the whole process. I don't know. We just wanted to keep it a little bit more, you know, low key.
We were revealing it to him and Sam at the end.
Yeah.
So he didn't know about like, you know, the aspect of a Tesla multicam approach.
As we got to completing this footage with the Tesla that you captured and then Jordan and Matt went to work on, then the plan became, okay, we're going to bounce this off of Sam and Nico to get their reactions and thoughts on it.
Yeah.
But before we do that, because they still haven't seen the Project Maple Leaf footage and they still don't know about it, we're going to introduce that to them in an actual debunking scene. So it worked out perfectly because the justification was this. Jordan and Matt have made new UFO footage. UFOs are hot once again because every few months there's some quote leak. Well, there was just a leak like a couple of weeks ago. And so they were talked about once again. So we said, okay, it's time to do another debunking video. And Sam and Nico were like, yeah, that's a great idea. It's timely. Let's do another one. And we're going to follow it up with this story. And they were like, great, makes perfect sense. And then that was the perfect opportunity to slip in the old footage that they still hadn't seen. And
that's right.
That's exactly what we finally did. And so we get to debunking day and Matt's downstairs with Nick waiting to come up. Now
you're talking about the debunking video that I was part
of.
Right?
Yes. And Ren, we had told you about it at that point. We said, we're going to introduce footage. Just pretend like it was submitted to us by an email or whatever.
Because I was already very well familiar with the original effect shot.
For sure,
you watched me
do it and stuff. Yeah, and you know, you were a man on the inside. Someone had to kind of present the footage
and
stuff like that.
The real test was whether or not not only whether or not Sam and Nico would believe it, but whether or not they would be able to pick out anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It took all of like 5 seconds of Sam and Nico like staring intently, and Nico goes, yeah, it's fake.
It passed the first level of scrutiny, which was like, you know, the original pass
see it.
Where
it
passed
it
the laughable test.
Yeah.
And there's only been in the history of the debunking series, there's only been like a handful, maybe 5 videos that have even passed.
Project
that
Loon.
Test. Project Loon, right.
Loon.
Project Loon, the most infamous one. And I think after Project Loon, this one probably is the next one in terms of believability.
Yeah. That works for me.
Well, I mean, they said it was the best one that they were looking at.
Yeah. I don't know if that's because they were saying it to my face, but
yeah, right.
Still though, you know, it was good to at least get some of their knowledge, like Natty, without that extra layer of context for them. You know, they thought they were just looking at a video that was on the internet that had no connection to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super helpful to kind of just get like a base understanding of maybe what high-level VFX artist might think
about. Do you know how hard it is around here to keep certain things quiet from other people for 6 months?
Yeah, it's super hard. Yeah.
We sprang a few leaks on the way.
Yeah, there were definitely some leaks.
Things get out. They have a way of getting out.
But as far as the footage, you know, the Tesla footage, of course, there's the unique perspective of multiple cameras, which I think kind of silences some of the critics who might be questioning it. But there's also the aspect of performance. And this is something I was talking with Nick about in the very beginning when we were all going to do separate videos, is how do we get 3 different perspectives, but none of them feature performance of seeing a UFO? Because that is so hard to do naturally.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen, you know, when they're debunking, I've seen them just dismiss stuff based on the audio.
For sure.
Of someone like, Ren, you just spotted a UFO.
Oh my God, it is a UFO,
ooh, right?
Whoa,
bro, I mean, that was pretty
crazy.
Good.
How did that get up there? I don't know. Wait, are you recording
what's
right now?
That?
And then if you go the other direction and you go too quiet, you're like, oh, whoa, I wouldn't do that.
No one believes it.
No one's going to believe that. So what is a medium that strips all
rainbow
audio? Well, the Tesla cam.
Yeah, they don't.
You're not
going to
hear
audio.
Anybody. You're going to hear the driver going, what the heck? And just ruin your whole day.
What
so,
the heck,
yeah,
heck is
yeah,
that?
It was unique and it was silent. So it was like a really nice.
What the heck?
Yeah, the silence is key for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's super hard to just. Honestly, like, even if we did have some footage that had audio recorded, you just wouldn't say anything. That's the best move, is just don't say anything.
And even breathing. Yeah, it's just it's not going to land.
So you made the shot. You did the VFX on, was it 2 or 3 of the views? It was all 3 views.
Total,
basically all 3. Then you posted it. Posted it to r/UFOs.
This is where social engineering comes into play.
It does.
One does not simply just post a UFO
into Mordor.
You know what's crazy, you guys? This is great, but y'all are getting a little bit too far ahead, because there's some other stuff. There's a couple of more details here that I'd like to talk about.
Mm. Okay.
The metadata and the visual effects shot as well.
Mm.
Okay? So let's start with the visual effects shot, right?
Yeah.
Because there was everything we considered, the camera tracking, the animation of the UFO.
The compression artifacts. Oh,
yeah,
we're getting to that.
Exactly. I am getting to that.
I'll let you talk.
Ren. No,
I'm just so excited.
You're on the right page. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you've skipped a couple of them. But, so basically, like, there's all this thought put into this VFX shot that Jordan and I just kind of bounced off each other on to just kind of get it feeling believable. But the main thing here, and we didn't realize it till pretty much we were like wrapping up the shot and about to post it. Like, this was the day of that we were going to post this shot, right? These 3 angles. And we had everything else figured out. And then we just took a step back and we looked at it one more time. And we went, this doesn't feel real
it's
still.
It's not in there just right.
Even though we thought about everything here and made it feel like it was actually moving through the sky, there was something we were missing. And indeed, that was the compression.
Yeah, truly.
It was.
Oh,
100% the compression.
Yeah.
Because the Tesla cams, for all the technology and crazy nonsense that is in those cars, their cameras are terrible.
Woof,
they're
kind
of garbage.
They're pretty bad.
The compression is nasty.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Yeah. So even with a dot, I mean, like a dot, it was, I mean, I think we measured it's like 50 pixels or something.
Yeah.
Even that felt like it was sitting just above the compression
in
such a way that made it feel like it popped out and it wasn't, It wasn't a cohesive part of it.
So when you zoom all the way in, you see this, like, the pixel, the density doesn't match, you know, and there's also, there's all these compression artifacts. Mm-hmm. And the craziest thing actually is that there was another object in the sky that we didn't know what it was.
It's a UFO.
Actually, I think we might have actually
posted the natty footage.
We might have actually caught a real UFO in this shot.
And there no one will believe us now.
There was a white orb that was not moving in the sky. It was not flying, and it seemed like it was too big to be a star. It wasn't moving, so it wasn't a bird. So we literally don't know what this thing is, okay?
Still,
I have no idea what it is.
Oh, it's an airplane.
It's not moving.
Yeah.
It wasn't moving.
It doesn't look like it's moving. That's the power of parallax.
I don't know. I'll show it to you later.
No, I've already seen it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you told me that that's what you looked at for reference for the compression.
Okay, well, don't ruin the mystery, Ren. That's the fun of it, isn't it?
Well, I think it's Venus. I think it's Venus.
Part of a show where we debunk UFOs, and I'm debunking your UFO right now.
Stop debunking the UFO.
It's Venus or Serena.
Yeah, Serena Williams.
It's one of those stars. I don't know. They're both stars in their own right, aren't they?
You got a star.
It's a tennis star. You
either
really,
way, it's a star.
That didn't make the cut either, but he really wanted to get that joke in there. That's literally in the footage.
Trying to get in that.
He just
got to
get that joke in here somewhere.
Video somewhere. It finally came out on the podcast.
I can't tell you the relief I feel right now that that's out.
Christian, can we edit that out of the podcast?
No, please.
Christian, edit it out.
Just cut it.
All right. So
turn the live stream. I'm saying it.
Yeah. So anyway, why am I mentioning this fact? This definite UFO in the sky that we found for sure. It's a real UFO. Because it was the same color. It was the same color values that we had for our UFO. It was a white object, right? So we were like, we can use this to exactly match the compression, the kind of compression. But then it's like a matter of, well, how do you get the compression? You know,
this is what I'm actually most curious about. I have no idea how you replicated the compression look.
Yeah. Well, Jordan figured it out.
Frame by frame, I painted each pixel. No, no.
I took
the final comp, everything together, and then batched it out as a JPEG sequence at various levels of compression, going all the way. Dude, have you ever seen a zero quality JPEG sequence?
It's crazy.
It's mind blowing.
Yeah,
really?
It's just black and white garbage. Yes. It means nothing.
Yeah.
So we basically did like a sliding scale all the way down. And then I created like a noise pattern that would let different values through at different frames. So you're getting like this fluttering like degradation. And when it's closer to the edge, it's more garbage because that's what we were seeing in the footage. So it was a tool kind of built like that, using actual compressed JPEG sequences and then matting it back in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just where the orb was, using the alpha,
expanded alpha.
Yeah.
The UFO.
Now the noise map, did you... Was it like the regular noise map, which has curves to it, which would cut off a compression block with a curve?
No.
Or was it a blocky noise map?
Well, I actually took, batting it back in, I took the alpha of the actual UFO thing, which of course is perfect and smooth and didn't look good.
Yeah.
But then I eroded negatively and dilated essentially the mat out.
Oh, okay.
And then feathered it in. And that was enough because it was in motion. It's pretty dramatic. And you're still getting the crazy blocky cubic nature of it all.
Yeah.
But you're not
seeing
the hard line that way. So,
okay. Well, that's fascinating. That's really cool.
Yeah. So it gives you that natty compression because it is compression. It's actual compression.
Yeah.
You know, it's how it works. It's how it works. Because we were thinking like, well, do we, you know, how do we get the effect, right? How
of
do we,
compression.
Is
that
mosaic filter? Yeah. How do we make it work? No. None of that stuff is working.
Just compress it.
Just compress it.
So we tried MP4 because that's what the file type is for the Tesla. And we took it all the way to the bottom quality-wise for the exports. And it made really no impact.
Yeah.
So we went to JPEG, our beloved JPEG. We knew we could crush the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And it worked. Yeah. Yep.
My favorite file format. Yeah. JPEG.
JPEG.
So yeah, at that point we were like...
JPEG truly is a pig.
At that... At that point, we were like, totally, we got it. We have the shot. Mm-hmm. This is it. Final, right? But, you know, there is still the matter of the metadata. Mm. It's a huge problem that we had to solve because we knew that, you know, if I was going to upload this in the similar fashion, present it in the same with the same framing device that I used for the original, we were going to get people angry. You know, we were going to get people in the comments going, yo, this footage sucks. We need the original files, right? So I went and I did some research. Google search led me nowhere because for some reason, finding this deep-rooted metadata is a lot harder than you think. It's not just like there's an easy fix for it or a plugin or an app that does it quickly. It's an EXIF data.
Ooh,
it's okay. EXIF metadata. So it gives you like the history of the file, like where it's been, you know, it's all the dirty laundry comes out. Mm-hmm. And you just can't easily access it through the Windows operating system. So you need, I asked one of our IT guys, because at the end of the day, I just couldn't find it on Google. I didn't know exactly what I was supposed to be looking for, you know. I didn't even know what the questions were to ask.
I remember you asking me too, and I was just like,
yeah, because there's data in here that I didn't know existed, right? So I was like trying to find it, and one of our IT guys, Billy, great, brilliant guy, immediately pointed me in the direction that I needed to go. He gave me this executable where I could actually pull up everything about the file, and not only that, is I could edit it.
There
right?
you go.
So I could copy and paste the data of the original
first file. That's with right. the Matt's super yeah. secret, super yeah. legit.
Yes. Yeah.
UFO
Get
footage.
Rid of all that stuff and paste in the metadata of the original Tesla cam
That's
footage.
Awesome.
So that, you know, there when you and I did many tests where it was like I dragged it back into metadata to go just to confirm that there's nothing suspicious, nothing funky in there, and there wasn't. So
because nothing would be more devastating than failing twice via the same avenue.
Yeah.
This really was the crux of the video, and it's what I was most nervous
exactly,
about. I'm like,
yeah.
man, if this falls to pieces because of the same reason, that's hard to wrap up with
you
a nice little bow at the end.
Yeah, you can't fail the same way.
Does the internet know that that video is fake yet? Other than the fact that we released the video on Corridor today.
They will know tomorrow.
Yeah,
it'll be live when this podcast comes out.
Yeah.
And but we tomorrow. Still haven't, the post is still live.
It's all still live.
So I'm gonna see where it's.
I'm just gonna leave it. I'm gonna leave it live.
Leave it out.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy the comments.
Actually, that reminds me, Matt. You got to send me the link to the post.
I did.
Yeah.
I sent you them on.
I forgot to put that in the description.
I sent them on Discord.
I did.
I sent you both links. I don't know if you just want to use.
Should I put those in the description of the video?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask questions about the post, but we're not there yet. So you got a final posting that you want to make.
Yeah.
But you're not going to post it, are you?
No. Oh, Ren, you know, you're right. I can't post it because my account is burned to the ground. The UFO community smells my BS, right? So I can't.
Mumble Films Pro guy. Yo,
dude.
That guy does
do not.
Not
admit. Do not
that
admit.
That guy is not legit. Something about the name.
No entry.
So, yeah, I was like, okay, so I got to get some account that has no correlation with me at all, or Corridor Digital or anything like that in filmmaking. So I got a friend of mine from Florida, who's
Florida.
Like in Florida, and he was an old time friend. Like he goes all the way back to like early high school. Right. So, we play Overwatch together.
So, nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We play video games together. And like, I was like, I was playing a D.Va and we were just like, I just randomly threw out there like, hey, do you have like a Reddit account? And he's like, yeah, I got one with like and it has a lot of karma too. It's got like a lot of, you know, he's got like 8,000, something like that.
Yo,
so
he's got karma.
You know,
he's got
pretty
karma.
He's pretty active, and that definitely helps your posts too.
Because you're a real person at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You feel like a real person. And he's not only is he a real person, he's a tree person.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know those tree people.
A tree person. He's a
he's an ent.
I call him a landscaper in the video, I believe, or you did. But he's a horticulturist.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna say something
horticulturist.
Just ended it there.
He's a horticulturist. Yeah.
Horticulturalist.
Horticulturalist, you're right. So
that's what you mean by tree guy.
Thank you,
gotcha.
Jake. He does that plant science. Yes, thank you so much. Anyway, I clearly don't know what I'm talking about, which is good because that means it's not connected at all to us.
That's a good point.
So far removed from anything that we do or film in general, right? So it worked,
perfect.
Right? It was the perfect account to use, right? He followed a bunch of tree accounts and stuff. So he's like a tree scientist. Anyway, so yeah.
Somebody
what
even
that
commented
meant,
that when they dug into him. They were like, hey, dug into the OP's profile a little bit. He just seems like a regular Joe Schmo.
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
I'm so glad we decided to do that.
He loved that. Dude, yeah, I told him they called him a Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo. Every man's dream.
Yeah. So that totally worked, right? So we had the angle. The idea was that we would basically get a step removed from the footage itself. And this is the same thing that we did with the first post, where it's, you know, it's my stepdad sending me the footage of his cockpit in the plane.
I heard it too.
Yeah, I know. Yep. It's great. Yeah. Inside of his plane. And in the same sense, it's this man's hand.
Not going.
Cockpit pit.
It's this man in Florida, his aunt who lives in California has a Tesla.
Florida man.
So his aunt from California with her Tesla sees this UFO, says, that's crazy.
Florida has an aunt in California.
Exactly.
So that actually makes perfect sense.
That is always a thing that happens. It's right. actually true. That is totally. But yeah, so that was sort of the angle here was that, you know, he was receiving this footage from someone else. So we're step removed from any questions that they ask in the comments. We can just say like, well, I'll have to ask her, blah, 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 right? If we need to. So that definitely helps as well. Helps a lot of things. So basically just having that backstory and like, you know, just kind of not revealing everything at once, you know, all that stuff is super important for this to work.
So then we posted it.
Yes.
Housed it.
Yeah. We were even more, definitely more nervous than the first one. Cause I was just casually posting and just see what happens, you know? And then this time it was like so much was built up to it and so much more work had been done to really make sure that it was going to be foolproof.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, properly.
Yeah, the first time was like when you take a firework that goes shooting off into the sky and you just light it in your hand and you throw it on the ground. I'm like, haha, what's going to happen? And then it blows up and you're like,
oh, geez.
Now, the next time you're like, okay, now I'm actually going to put it in the tube and light it there.
You sound like you're speaking from experience, right?
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. You mess with fireworks? A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, so
I may have privated a couple videos on my YouTube channel back in the day.
Oh my
artillery
god! Artillery
rounds
sure.
without a mortar can.
Yeah.
No, I made a tutorial on how to make a sparkler bomb, and that was on YouTube for a few years.
How do you make a sparkler bomb, Ren?
Redacted.
Edited out, just like Jalen's jokes.
I'll find a window for him, baby. They'll get in there.
He's doing improv
on Thursday, everybody. He won't come down. He's got a place.
All the jokes that got cut. I gotta listen to all the jokes that got cut.
He's gotta listen to the jokes. He's the guy.
No context. I'm just gonna say the words.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
I got a timeline just for you, buddy. So the post goes live. It also like pops off pretty quick.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like that's great.
That was a relief.
That's already a relief that it was like starting to get going. But we were like, we needed that like extra sauce to like push it over the edge. We needed that secondary account that could like do, because this one was
the
even,
analysis.
This one was even more subtle. You know, we posted like just the natty raw footage from the Tesla cam. And it was like so hard to see the thing moving by that a lot of people in the comments were super mad. And they were like, hey, yo. Like,
I feel like it was easier to see than the first one you did.
Yeah, the first one I didn't see it the first few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was something about, I don't know, man. I think it was the fact that I was zooming in, like pinching and zooming in that made people see it a little bit more. I don't know. But that didn't necessarily need an additional account to fuel it. This one was just a little bit more like, well, if we want to really get it popping off, let's use the
XXX
services.
Files XXX.
Dust it off, dude.
That's
dusting
right.
it off. Dusting it. It's time, baby. Deploy.
And then, because that account was so active in the UFO community.
Right.
It made sense.
Really?
A trusted ally has come to the aid.
Our trusted ally from Canada, our Canadian ally,
Project Fenner, Maple Leaf.
That's why it's called that, folks, because of the Canadian influence. Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
So wait, when you say that this account was active, this is an account that Fenner made just on the side for this project.
That's what he says.
But he's been using it?
Yeah, that's what he said. I mean, it's just an excuse.
Yeah.
He's like, I did all this for you.
I just did it for the video. He's just been like actively liking
me. I mean, I have
just
to.
Just made like 2,000 posts.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's like it's an investment.
Oh, yeah. You guys said do this, and I just figured I'd do it.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
Don't get weird.
Anyway, that like, so yeah. So what I did was I took the original footage and then I doctored it. I did like, or not doctored it, but like I made it, I gave it like the extra sauce that the UFO community likes, which is
the red circles.
The like extra crunchy zoom ins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just extra super contrasty stuff to really see it.
Yeah.
You know, like just showing every aspect of the thing that we just see. And it was great because like crunching it up actually made it look more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we did the compression stuff, 100%. You know, if we hadn't done that, it wouldn't have worked nearly as well.
Well, that was one of the things that we did on the back end before putting it out was just testing it with all sorts of different compressions and the higher, lower gain, you know, higher, lower gammas, like combinations of all the above. And that's when you really started to see it stand out. And I was like, people are definitely going to do this. People are going to download this and like test it.
Basic question for me. What is gamma?
Gamma.
What is gamma? I mean, gamma, I just understand it's like the... It's you know, gamma. You ever seen
gamma,
the whole
gamma?
That's gain. Actually a really gain good is question. Like noise. We need Nico
gain
for
is
that.
Like noise, but
gain is like Nico. the brights, essentially.
Yeah.
If anyone in the comments knows what gamma is,
no, gamma is essentially like your mid bias.
Oh, it's your mid. Oh. Okay.
So if you have like your gain, you know, at one or whatever, and your lift at zero, which is the blacks or whatever,
okay.
Your gain, your gamma is essentially the bias as to like what is.
Right.
White and black, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm butchering that, but it's driving that. So, playing around with that.
Yeah, you could have said anything. I would have been like,
you know,
the whole thing. Yeah. Sure,
it's gamma.
And I got hit with gamma rays and mutated. Yeah. That was like, I got hit with a mid range of light that had some sort of mutative element to it that
you
was
clearly understand
to
it.
The lift and the gain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You clearly understand it.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank mastered
you.
It.
This guy gets it.
Thank you.
This guy gammas.
He gammas it up.
But yeah, so the compression helped in those close-ups.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I totally agree.
You know the craziest thing about this in like terms of like the social engineering aspect of it and like what we had to do mentally was like we had to put ourselves in the shoes of everyone that was looking at the video. Like the post, the angle, the spin that we put on it, the backstory, all that stuff was like, well, when we present it, if I'm just a guy on Reddit, like what's the most believable version of this? Like what, at every aspect, like including having to zoom in and look at the thing. Cause like if they were to download the footage and see it and like really zoom in, like what would they find? You know, like we had to think about all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's so different than like traditional VFX. Cause obviously you want it to look real and integrated and that's great, but people are going to watch it once at full speed. And there's also an idea of suspension of disbelief if it's a creative piece and whatnot. This is like, I'm trying to fool you.
Huh? They're very good at suspension of disbelief. They want to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess that's kind of true.
Yeah.
But I was like, this one, there's going to be someone who's pausing it, going frame by frame, who's zooming in, who's applying filters, like testing every side of this thing to try and find a crack. So we had to be as thorough as possible.
Yeah.
I love the detail that you made it more crunchy the closer to the edge that it got.
Yeah. Because
that's an actual like effect.
Yeah. It's because it was real compression, you know?
Yeah.
It was actually doing that stuff. So, which is great. But yeah, like, so you said they want to believe, right? They do want to believe, but it's clearly like super hard to like actually get them believing it.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Cause it's not like as easy as just like, you know, throwing a VFX shot in there. We saw like many posts where there were clearly fake VFX and everybody didn't believe, no one was buying it in the comments, you know? Yeah. It was completely lambasted. So like there was that extra level of thought and care that went into it. Cause they're super critical, you know, that's it's a super critical community and it's people that they really care about stuff that like actually is unidentifiable, you know, like without any crack and crevice. Right.
Yeah. And that is the constant battle between how much you show versus how much you hide. And like even Matt was working from home one of the days when I was doing the animation of it throughout the three cameras and I was losing my mind because I'm like, is this too weird? Is it not weird enough? And I watched it too much that I became numb to it. And I had to wait till he came back. He's like, oh, no. That's too much. Or that's too, I can't remember what it was. But, you know, it's like, you're trying to put on this critical thinking hat, but you're the one doing it. And you're way too close to it the whole time.
Oh,
so
you know
it's very
what?
Scary to send it off into the world.
I think I remember that it was a little too subtle.
It was that a is
little,
my tendency.
Yeah, it was a little too hard to see.
Here's my thing that I want to ask you both about all of this. Having gone through this, I mean, what you've done here, gentlemen, is you've created a true piece of propaganda.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You are the Russia.
Yeah. Kremlin, please don't hire us.
Matt is the Putin of corridor.
Please don't contact us.
Are there any concerns about, you know, Chinese or Russian affiliates, you know, sort of reaching out and asking and saying, hey,
no.
Can honestly, you guys,
no, because like, because we do a behind the scenes video right after, so
yeah,
that only that'll work for them.
We only do a breakdown that shows them exactly how to pull it off.
Russian propagandist firm hired us to make a video.
How we faked war propaganda, and it says on the thing going, oh,
oops,
whoops.
You know, it was funny as we with the Boss Town Dynamics, especially the military range one, we didn't intend that to be like we tried to make it very clear that it was obviously fake, especially the more of it you watch, but people took it out of context.
It was so absurd. Yeah, out of context immediately. Yeah.
Well, we tried to add enough absurdity that any amount of like logic applied to it was like, yeah, obviously this isn't fake.
What
this
I didn't
is
expect is how much people would want to take it out of context.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the one thing I didn't expect. And that's the one thing we learned with that video. Like, we thought, okay, people may take this out of context. So what we're going to do is we're going to post it in one place. We're going to make it absurd. We're going to make it very obvious that it's not real.
Yeah.
And we're going to make a video showing that it's not real. And then we're going to put out another video showing that it's not real. And the eagerness to take it out of context was like that. That was the thing I learned about humanity on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Not surprised at all.
Have you felt any of that yet, or do you have any concern of that at this point? Because I mean,
I don't personally.
No, yeah, and I think at the end of the day, like, if there's, I'm not trying to like get a message out at the end of this necessarily, but but if there's one takeaway from this, I think it should really be like this stuff, like footage like this. It is hard to fake it, but it's not impossible, you know? Yeah. So you should not believe everything you see on the internet.
100%.
Just at face value, you know? Mm-hmm. Do your research, do some digging, you know? Like, don't just spread all this nonsense around and just, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so much of it going around.
I would also say that too, like with our artist hat on a little bit, it was a fun challenge. It's like, can we fool people who are looking for fakery.
Yeah.
And I think we went in with three main goals. We wanted it to kind of pop off a little bit, and it got how many 100,000?
Like total combined, it was like 300.
Yeah. 300,000 views, which is great. Like that definitely passed what I was hoping for personally. Also, it seemed like nobody sniffed VFX, which is great.
Yep.
Like everyone thought either bird, drone, plane, like all the other things
except
for visual effects, which was great.
Yeah. That's the perfect illusion.
Yeah, that felt really good. And then, of course, it's the last piece, which is Matt's redemption arc of putting it on there with the metadata and no one being able to derive anything from it. So those are the three checkboxes that we kind of had laid out in front of us, and we checked them off.
Yeah.
And so it was a personal challenge. It was very rewarding, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Apart from that,
I will say, Matt, I gave you like, 20 or 30 minutes worth of footage. And I consider myself to be a pretty good driver. I'm a safe driver.
Oh, no.
But there was a comment...
I didn't see this.
You have thought about this for weeks, probably.
You've been thinking about this the whole time.
What did he say?
Please, Red. What did the comments say?
So in the side view shot, I cut the corner a little bit. This is on a road where we're going like 20 miles an hour, and there's like 100 bicyclists coming up this thing. So I'm like going really slow, and I cut the corner a little bit on this sharp corner. And so you can see in the side view camera view, my tire goes over the yellow line like a few inches before going back in. And there's a comment on that Reddit thread that just started tearing into your aunt about how bad of a driver your aunt is.
Oh my God.
And it hurt me personally so much because I'm like, oh my God, they're right. What have I become? Why did I do that? I was like so upset. I was not, you pointed it out to me, and I was not able to think about anything else for the entire weekend after it had gone live.
That is amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He's looking at footage of a UFO when he's focused on your tire position.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Oh, that's amazing.
I mean, UFO is like whatever.
To me, that is, that like epitomizes Reddit in its entirety.
Yeah.
Like
you're trying to do this, and then somebody goes off about how somebody went 2 inches over the yellow line on a very curvy mountain road.
Yeah. I think they were like a motorcyclist, and that's like a big pet peeve of motorcyclists. Yeah. Yes, cutting corners. Like,
yeah, but which, I mean, that's again, also
I was
motorcyclists
wrong,
do it too all the time.
Oh my God. And like literally earlier that day, I almost got run over by a car. Like, I'm not even kidding. What? Like literally, I almost got run over by a car because they were in like those like souped up like Japanese cars.
Yeah.
You know, like,
oh, yeah.
And they come ripping around this corner. And I remember looking up as far as I could see, there's no car. And I look back this way and I start crossing the road on my one wheel because we're going
they
on
were
this one
actually
wheel
filming
trip.
Fast 11. That's why.
I felt like I was in the middle of it. Not kidding. And like literally we all had a moment of like that car missed you by like a couple feet because I managed to just like I tried to get off the road as quick as I could. I ended up nosediving off of the road into a ditch just in time for the car to come drifting around the corner.
Whoa. Was that, and that was on the trip that Matt made you go on?
Yeah.
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 Like,
are you saying it would have been me to blame if things went sour?
Wow, man, that was not cool, dude. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, wow.
Like,
it's
it was
all your
fault. Like, I tried to accelerate off the road and my nose just died. And I ended up just doing like this nose drag off of the road and just like into a ditch.
Yikes.
And like my friends were there are all just like, I thought you were going to die.
Wow.
Like that was a real thing that happened.
Wow.
And that was, that was.
There's some,
and then,
there's some punks that go up Angeles Crest and ride it like that on the weekends.
Well, jeez, man.
Either way, you're the one that gets lambasted for the
every weekend. Every weekend somebody gets hurt up there doing that. Every weekend.
Yeah. Well.
But I didn't get hurt. And I'm here now having
fun
about it.
Thank God. Thank God. We're glad you're here.
Hey, to us.
But I can't stop thinking about that one comment.
Yeah, right?
Your family.
I know.
I just slipped that one in.
Just disgracing your driving skills. Yeah.
It was like a comment like, the footage is kind of like, whatever. Yeah. But screw that stupid Tesla owner and their awful driving. And like, I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's what it was. It was.
I didn't mean anything by it.
The Tesla owner, not
I mean,
the
maybe.
Aunt herself.
Who knows?
Yeah. The comments were great, though, in those posts. Yeah, there's a wide variety of them, a lot of different angles on it, a lot of different thoughts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you want to check those out, I mean, go watch the video on Corridor Crew. And, you know, we got some links.
I'm going to do it as soon as I get home.
Please do. Yeah.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm really glad we did it. Thanks for taking the time to explain it to everybody. And
yeah,
you know, really, thanks for doing that natty compression, Jordan.
Really. Oh, man. It was
the
necessary,
silent
wasn't it?
Star of the show.
It was necessary, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh man! All right,
that's actually a really pro tip
out
for getting compression. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, just compress one. It. Who would have thought? You know?
Who would have thought? Just compress.
Can
the
you
image.
Give us a song on compression, Jake?
Like Nico, him and I always had this trick for like degrading footage. You basically add a tiny bit of blur, then some sharpening, a little bit more blur, a little bit more sharpening, a little bit more blur, a little bit more sharpening. You kind of just do that over, like we're talking like a value of like one or two.
Oh,
over and over and over again. And it like does weird things to your footage, but it doesn't like do the compression artifacts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's there's something very thing. Specific to the look of it. Yeah, that we just couldn't get down any other way. So, but I'm glad we arrived at that.
All right, are you ready?
Take us away.
When your footage is low, when your footage... Wait, let me start over. Hold on.
No. You
hey,
got
you guys
it.
Have seen Punch for Punch, our new show Head for Head coming soon. That's exciting. I don't know what it's about, but, you know, visually interesting.
When your footage is high and low, when your gain is in the middle, or is it gamma? I don't know.
It's gamma's in the middle.
It's gamma. It's gamma.
Just compress it.
Oh, they should play this, they should play this in colleges.
Compress just compress
in
it.
In college film schools.
Just compress it.
Mm. Look at this. There's like a compositing 101
just compress
course.
It.
When your footage is high
Three,
and low.
Two, one.